Tu Bishvat is often called the birthday of the trees. There is also a reactionary trend to reject this framework of birthday and go back to its original technical and halachic purpose, which is found in the Mishnah. There are four new years. The first of Nisan is the new year for kings and for festivals. The first of Elul is the new year for the tithe of the beasts. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say the first of Tishrei. The first of Tishrei is the new year for years, for Shemitah and Jubilee years, for planting and for vegetables. The first of Shvat is the new year for trees, according to the words of Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel say, on the 15th of that month. The halachic meaning of Tu Bishvat is clear. It serves as a marker that distinguishes the fruit of one year from those of the next, important for the correct fulfillment of tithing, first fruits, and other land-dependent mitzvot. This midwinter date was chosen, according to the Talmud, because the fruits that set before the month of Shvat are a product of the previous winter, and those that set afterward are a product of the current winter. But the technical halachic sense does not cover the full sense of what some of the new years mentioned in the Mishnah really mean. The very phrase Rosh Hashanah carries weight. The Mishnah names the first of Tishrei as the new year for years, and at least one rabbinic strand understood this as marking the creation of the world, or more specifically, the creation of humanity. It's hard not to see the link between the Rosh Hashanah festival as a day of judgment and the day that marks the beginning of human time. The story of creation is to remember that God created the world and created us, and that memory naturally calls us to take stock of our lives. In a sense, Rosh Hashanah functions like a birthday for the world. After all, what is a birthday if not a day that brings us back to the miracle of birth and to the truth that every person has a mother? It reminds us that a person has not always been here, that their existence is not a given. It evokes gratitude for their presence in the world. It gives us a reason to express our appreciation. Following this line of thought, I would like to lean into this understanding of Tu Bishvat as a birthday for trees. But what does it mean to celebrate a birthday for a tree? The birth of a human being is dramatic, an unmistakable moment. But the birthday of a tree is something else entirely. It is subtle, almost hidden. Its emergence is slow and gradual. The seed germinates deep in the earth long before anything is visible. Even the moment it breaks through the soil is quiet and easy to miss. More deeply, we simply do not witness the birth of trees. Their long lifespan means that a person can live an entire lifetime without seeing the beginning or the end of a single tree. Trees feel automatic, taken for granted. Even when a new tree is planted in our street, it's already sapling. In this, trees stand in contrast to vegetables and grain, the things humans must plow, sow, water, and tend. In the more agriculturally connected ancient world, every person knew the birthday of the bread that they ate. But who knows the birthday of a carob tree? This distinction is not just botanical. It is woven into the Torah's own telling of creation in Genesis. No shrub of the field was yet on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted, for God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no human to till the ground. And God caused to sprout from the earth every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. And God took the human and placed him in the Garden of Eden, to till it and to guard it. And God commanded the human, saying, "From every tree of the garden you may surely eat, but from the tree of knowledge of good and bad you must not eat." Adam arrives in a garden already filled with trees. There aren't any crops yet. They depend on human labor, but the trees are simply there. It is therefore no surprise that trees become objects of appropriation and entitlement. Human nature tends to claim and consume whatever feels automatic. God seems aware of that tendency. Permission is given, "From every tree you may surely eat." But a boundary is drawn. but from the tree of knowledge do not eat. Yet Adam and Eve see the tree is good for eating. Forget the tree's creator and eat its fruit. To repair that mistake, Adam and Eve are sent out of the garden and into the world of grain, the world in which nothing is taken for granted. By the sweat of your brow shall you eat bread. The human's name is engraved on wheat from start to finish. It is no accident, then, that in our Mishnah, the first of Tishrei, the new year for the human being, is also the new year for vegetables, crops that humans have to replant every year. The truth is that even with people, with all the drama of human birth, it is remarkably easy to forget that people are not a given, that every person has a mother who carried them and raised them, and whose heart breaks when they are harmed. Forgetting this is what enables us to use and estrange ourselves from one another. If that is true for human beings, what chance do the trees have? But then comes Tu Bishvat, inviting us to celebrate a birthday for a tree, to repair the sin of the garden, to remember that the tree is not a given. When the Torah says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh, for the human is a tree of the field, on a deep level, the way we treat trees will always impact the way we treat our fellow human beings. It is easy now to understand why the new year of trees takes place in the middle of winter. It does not mark the bursting bloom of spring. The Elman's tree flowering, which became the mark of Tu Bishvat, is an exception. Rather, it marks the moments that the winter rains evoke new life, deep under the frozen ground. Tu Bishvat becomes a reminder. There are beginnings in this world that unfold out of sight, but they are no less real. With a little faith, attention, and curiosity, we can learn to trace things back to their roots and establish with them a relationship of honor, fitting for the wonder that they are. And if we do that, we might just find our way back to the garden.